Mosasaurs are gigantic prehistoric reptiles that dominated the shallow oceans near the end of the Age of Dinosaurs. One specimen, originally found in 1975 in Colorado by a high school student, has since been housed at Brigham Young University, where it was classified as Prognathodon stedmonti in 1999. A few years ago, Josh Lively, paleontology curator at the USU Eastern Museum, studied recently prepared bones from the specimen's jaw as part of his research.
When you look at the mosasaurs, how diverse they got and how big some of them got, coming to dominate the oceans at that time. So my main question then was trying to understand, are there any interplays between their evolutionary history and changes within the Earth system?
When it comes to classifying mosasaurs, Lively says the part of the jawbone that also forms part of the ear canal may be the most important bone. Through his studies, he reclassified the BYU specimen Nathomortis stedmonti, a name that means jaws of death. To place this specimen in time, he visited the site where the fossil was discovered.
So it comes from a unit called the Mancos Shale, which in western Colorado, where it was discovered, is about 1,200 meters of mud that spans about over 15 million years of time.
Lively says detailed geologic mapping to study hazards anchored the time that Nathomortis preyed on other marine life at 81 to 79 million years ago, several million years before Prognathodon species ever existed. Nathomortis's big bite can be viewed at the BYU Museum of Paleontology in Provo, Utah. A cast of the skull can be seen at Pioneer Town Museum in Cedar Edge, Colorado, and reconstructions of the full skeleton are on display at the John Wesley Powell River History Museum in Green River, Utah, and in BYU's Eyring Science Center. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.